Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. There has been a lot of talk and concern in recent years about patent trolls, entities that own patents and threaten infringement lawsuits to obtain license fees, but which do not actually make products using the patents they own. And although federal legislation has been introduced to address this problem, Congress has not been able to agree on the details. Recently, however, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously decided a handful of patent cases that could have a substantial impact on patent trolls without that legislation. Wallace Leitze is a trial lawyer with the Weish Law Firm in Greenville. He's going to help us with the topic this morning. Wallace, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I sort of gave a one-sentence definition of a patent troll. Tell us a little bit more about these entities.
A typical patent troll, what they will do is buy up some patents. They didn't invent the inventions that are covered by the patents. They don't practice them. They don't make anything with them. But they'll buy the patents up and then send out hundreds or even thousands of demand letters to targeted businesses, usually small businesses, accusing them of infringing the troll's patents and offering to sell them a license at a modest rate that's far less than what it would cost to defend an infringement lawsuit.
How much of this is actually going on, and in particular here in South Carolina?
It's a national problem. It's going on all over the place, including in South Carolina. The Obama White House has become very interested in this issue and has tried to get federal legislation through Congress, though, as you mentioned, without success so far. The Federal Trade Commission has started to look into it, and now it appears the U.S. Supreme Court has stepped up to try to help deal with this issue.
Tell us about these Supreme Court cases and what this means.
Well, this is really remarkable. The Supreme Court typically does not like to handle patent cases. I clerked at the Supreme Court 30 years ago, and it's not much of an exaggeration to say they wouldn't touch a patent case back then. So for the Supreme Court to decide six patent cases in one term is very unusual, and for them all to be unanimous decisions is really quite extraordinary. So something very big is going on here. Two of them dealt with attorney's fees. They made it easier for judges to award attorney's fees to the winning side in a patent case. There was another one that dealt with broad and vague patent claims and requires more certainty and more specificity in the scope of a patent in order to enforce it. Made it more difficult for patent holders to go after lots of different alleged infringers. And also made it easier to invalidate claims of patents that cover computer-implemented inventions, which are favored by patent trolls. So all of these decisions were against the patent holder. They were all against the party that was seeking to sue for patent infringement, and they all targeted techniques that are widely used by patent trolls. So the court didn't say it was making these decisions to fight patent trolls, but they will definitely have a big impact on the kinds of techniques that trolls like to use.
Has this impact surfaced yet? Have we seen anything change on the landscape?
It's too early to say that yet, Mike. There certainly is widespread recognition of the problem, and I believe that judges all over the country are more attuned to it and are more on the lookout for it and more willing to step up and take action to fight abuses like this.
It sounds like the biggest deterring factor, then, it could be these attorney's fees that you mentioned, that if somebody is sued by a patent troll and the business goes ahead and takes the troll to court and they win, then the troll now has to pay all of the attorney's fees where they didn't have to in the past, and this was one of the reasons they had an incentive to just sue like crazy?
No, that's exactly right. A big factor that's helped patent trolls is what's called the American rule, and that's the rule that we generally have in this country. Most other countries don't, where each party pays its own legal fees regardless of who wins. And the way this helps patent trolls is that they typically will offer to settle for a payment that's substantially less than what it would cost to litigate. And since under the traditional American rule, the company, even if it won, could not recover its attorney's fees, it would be very tempting for most companies just to roll over and take the settlement, pay the fee, and move on.
Sounds like maybe common sense is finally prevailing here.
Well, there's a lot of attention to this. It's very big in the legal world right now, and there certainly are legitimate patent rights that inventors have, that the companies and universities have, and they rely on our patent system. But what is being focused on now are the really more abusive practices, like sending out mass mailings of identical letters to small businesses without any investigation of whether they're actually infringing or not.
Wallace, great information. Thanks for that update. We look forward to hearing more in the future.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Wallace Lightsey is a trial attorney with the Greenville office of the Weish Law Firm. And Wallace has provided a link on this topic. We'll have that posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org/SCBR. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.